The Czech government is distributing a new handbook to primary and secondary school teachers called Homophobia in Schools, aimed at raising awareness of homosexuality and the problem of bullying based on sexual orientation. The government council behind the handbook says it wants teachers to be better able to recognize homophobia and to do something about it. Rob Cameron has more.
Children in schools everywhere call each other names in the playground, and often that juvenile name-calling is of a sexual nature. Boys and girls will often taunt each other with names such as Puff or Homo and so on. For most people, it's a normal part of adolescence, but some believe it should be clearly put into context by teachers in an effort to create greater tolerance of homosexuality in later life. Lucia Otahalova, head of the Secretariat of the Government Council for Human Rights.
Of course, young people laugh at different things, not only at gays and lesbians. That's part of the, let's say, youth culture. But I think the role of schools and teachers should be to talk about this, to talk about homosexuality. So that's basically the purpose of the handbook, so that they know what is homophobia, what types of students are the perpetrators, what types of students are the victims, and how to solve the problem.
Lucia says the decision to publish the handbook was partly motivated by surveys showing that up to 75% of male pupils in the Czech Republic had negative attitudes towards gays and lesbians. But here at the Londýnská primary school in Prague, I discovered far more tolerant views.
I think that we sometimes call you are gay, but we don't mean it in the real meaning. I don't know any, but I think they are a little bit funny, but they are only people, so I don't know why to discriminate them.
I tolerate this orientation in the people and in the community, and I saw a lot of films about this theme, and I like these people and this only people, and I don't have problem with they.
The deputy head of the Londýnská school, Václav Nadvorník, strongly agrees that schools should accept homosexuality as a fact of life and says the booklet is undoubtedly a good thing. However, he believes it'll just end up filed away with all the other publications schools like his receive from the government each year.
There are the gay and lesbian in the classrooms. It's true. Even in Moravia, Czech Republic, in Zimbabwe, everywhere, they are everywhere. But the way how educate, how respect is different. It's really different. And it's according to personality of teacher. Government can do nothing. Because it's, as I said, according to the teacher. If the teacher want to accept, it's possible. If don't, it's impossible.
Could the booklet help the teacher accept that?
Could, but I am not positive that will help.
The Londýnská school is a progressive, cosmopolitan school in urban Prague, known for embracing diversity. Attitudes to homosexuality elsewhere in the country, such as in the Catholic heartland of South Moravia, may be quite different. How children view homosexuality and how schools respond to homophobic behaviour depends largely on the attitudes of their teachers and parents, who, of course, simply reflect the values of their community.
That was Rob Cameron. To those of you who may just be tuning in,